From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Delighted mostly by the inclination of people to make competitions of many unlikely activities, Only a Game has brought you belt sander racing, skillet tossing, wife carrying, extreme ironing, and rutabaga bowling, unless I made one of those up. Now reporter Ron Schachter has found himself a hollering contest, and it's sort of amazing that it has taken him this long, since the contest has been going on for 39 years. Apparently, until this summer, the hollering just wasn't loud enough.
The roots of my raisin run deep. Thank you.
The National Hollerin' Contest, held each June in the middle of North Carolina's tobacco country, is, like any local fair, part contest and part cultural demonstration. There's plenty of barbecue and gospel and country singers who entertain from a stage in front of the corrugated metal wall of the Spivey's Corner Volunteer Fire Department. But hollerin' is the main event. Some of this year's contestants have been training for most of the past year, working on breathing, timing, and endurance. Many practice outside on their farms, others inside their cars on the commute to work. But they all share the goal of making the most of the 4 minutes they have to compete for a national championship. This contest is almost four decades old, but it celebrates a tradition that dates back hundreds of years. And in case you think that hollering is synonymous with calling in the hogs, the participants in this year's junior competition will tell you different.
My great-grandpa had different hollers for different things. He would holler like this to get everyone out of bed in the morning. Yodelo, daddy, lo, ay, 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 lo, ho, 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 le, ho, le, ho, le. Or my grandma Millie. She had 10 kids. She needed a way to locate them on her farm. She did it like this. Woo, woo! Woo, woo! Woo, woo! Another type of holler is called a distress holler. And this is if you were in trouble or hurt. And it sounds like this.
This year's women's division winner and three-time champion, Sheila Fry, says hollering can be downright ladylike.
Ladies were like the cornerstone of the family, of the household. The husbands relied upon them to communicate back and forth. They had to communicate with the children, and they didn't have cell phones, so, I mean, they had to holler.
But the men's division contains the heavyweights, whose competition begins hours earlier at the registration desk.
How much time we got left, Jasper? Got 3 minutes. All right.
2-time champ Kevin Jasper from Knoxville, North Carolina, has been coming here for 10 years, and has a strategy.
This year, I'm going to try to be last. Be the last one up there. Because you register in numerical order, and they call you in numerical order.
Jasper, a computer programmer, didn't grow up on a farm. He learned hollering mostly from a recording of Sampson County classics.
I sing, you know, sing in church, and I've sung the national anthem for Winston-Salem Warthogs baseball games once or twice each year for the last 4 years. And so I enjoy a vocal challenge. So I kept working on it, kept working on it. And what I did was I re-recorded what was on that CD onto a cassette tape, because I had a cassette tape in my old car. And I recorded some of those hollers like 5, 6, 7, 8 times in a row, so I could listen to the ones I wanted to learn how to do that many times in a row and try to imitate it as I was driving.
Jim Grasty from Fayetteville is also a 2-time hollering champion. But today, he's worried about his allergies and sinuses.
I've had it happen a couple of times where kind of all of a sudden you're building up and you're getting that crescendo and all of a sudden it just kind of goes off nowhere, you know, it just kind of fades away on you. And I said, whoops, let me try something different here. So you sometimes can't tell what you're going to get, like Forrest Gump in the box of chocolates.
Grasty takes a larger view of hollering, which he learned to do growing up in South Carolina.
Run into folks from out in the Midwest, a lot of the farm folks out there, and of course, they're spread out on the farms and stuff, and they're accustomed to hollering. So hollering really is kind of a universal thing from pretty much around the world. I've heard various kinds of hollers and calls worldwide. You know, like one of the things you hear now, a lot of days you hear about the calls to prayer, the prayer calls over in the Middle East. That's a type of hollering. It's a form of communication.
In today's competition, he takes the audience as far as Africa. But it's Jasper with his own embellishments to a local holler who takes his third man's crown. This festival has drawn the attention of outsiders from the Library of Congress to Charles Kuralt, and the winners appear on the Letterman Show. Hollerin' Contest founder Ermine Godwin, who's just turned 80, helped put Spivey's Corner on the map.
I will venture to say that if you go over this country and pick out 10 points anywhere you want to, Crossroads, Village, New York, anywhere you want to, and pick out 10 people and ask them if they know where Spivey's Corner is, and they will know.
Still, there's growing concern about the fate of this tradition. It used to be that a winner wasn't allowed to compete again, a rule that changed as the ranks of hollerers dwindled. This year, the men's and women's divisions each had 7 contestants, down from the dozens years ago. Contest coordinator Wayne Edwards, who's also the assistant fire chief here, says he's still encouraged.
These people that are entering these contests, they're career people. They're professional people. College degrees that want to come back, be a part of history. And then even this younger generation, you know, if you were back that stage a few minutes ago with the junior hollering going on, you saw some of the juniors actually producing and doing the old-timey hollering. That tells me the hollering contest is going to continue.
For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter in Spivey's Corner, North Carolina.
Ron Schachter's story about all the hollering in Spivey's Corner will be featured on this week's program. We'll also be seeking Charlie Pierce's take on the National Basketball Association draft, as well as other matters. We'll learn what happens when the poets laureate of various states bend their talents toward sports, and we'll hear from some of you as well as we read from the emails we've received. We'll update the America's Cup competition, which includes some Americans, only by virtue of their association with teams from New Zealand and Switzerland, and I'll report on my visit to a tournament that featured some of the best blind golfers in the world. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.